Good afternoon. It's 522 at Memories 107.9 WAMW FM. And I think we'll throw the simulcast switch on real quick too, Renee. And let's go ahead and we'll just go ahead and simulcast with the General at 95.9 FM. And 1580 AM, this is a special news update and a simulcast on both WAMW, AM, and FM Washington. I'm Dave Crooks in the studio. We're going to go now to Jerry Harbstreit, who is in Northern Davies County. Sheriff Harbstreit, I understand there's been one and now two accidents on Interstate 69. Can you update listeners on what happened earlier this afternoon?
Yes, I can. We're in a northbound lane of I-69, about the 69-mile marker. At 4:02 p.m. today, we got a call from a construction worker that another construction worker had been hit by a vehicle at around the 69-mile marker. From that accident, we had the worker that was hit as a patient. We also had two people from the vehicle that was taken to the hospital as patients.
So, okay, so the first person that was hit was a construction worker. Was this actually in a construction zone, Sheriff?
I believe it is. I can see that they've got some signs out as I was coming up to the scene. It looks like they was working in the left lane, no, the right lane, on 69. And it looks like they was doing some concrete work or something there just north of the overpass and the bridge that's right there in that area.
Okay, and this person has been what, lifelined to DCH or where?
Well, what I know in the beginning, we had three helicopters coming our way. They did cancel one of them, but two helicopters came ahead in, so I'm assuming that possibly the construction worker or one of the others was probably lifelined out.
Sheriff, we know it's too early to try to expect any kind of identification, but do we know if this worker was from elsewhere or from the community?
I don't know that. I've seen the other two workers there, and I did not recognize them, so I'm assuming they're from a construction company that's not from here.
Well, our thoughts are with them no matter where they're from, of course, but just to try to
keep some
people at ease just in case, that might be helpful. What happened later with the second accident again? Was this basically the traffic caused another accident, perhaps? Or
I think maybe the traffic caused another accident. We've actually got the city police helping us out here. We've called a state highway to come and help us, but they're a couple hours away. The second accident happened at 4:49, and near as I could tell, I've been there for a while, but I'm down on the south end now trying to slow the traffic down so this doesn't happen again. It looks like to me there were six vehicles involved in that. Some of them looked to have a lot of damage to them. I do know they have sent some patients into the hospital from there, but I don't know how many.
Okay, and again, the 67-mile marker then, this would be how far south of the intersection that gets us to North Davies High School?
Well, we're quite a bit south of there yet. Actually, the traffic's backed up all the way that I'm sitting out here looking at the airport right now.
Oh, okay, you're that close to Washington. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I think the interchange is at 62.
So you're 5 miles north of Heflings then.
Yeah, I'm just I can actually look out here at Boyd Grain and Boyd and Sons and look at the airport out here. So, but that's where I'm sitting, just to slow this traffic down so this doesn't happen again.
Now, are all the northbound lanes are closed? How about southbound?
We're just beginning to get the southbound lanes open. I see a few cars going through. The problem that we had there is the car that hit the construction worker veered off and turned over into the southbound lane. So we've had it tied up as well for a while. But the wrecker was, as I was up there, was just getting ready to remove it. So once it's removed, we will start working them through. I would say it's going to be quite a while before we're going to get the northbound lane open. So if there's any way that we can tell them all to find them another route, this is not going to be done very quickly.
So again, Highway 50 in Washington, I-69 all the way north to the North Davies exit, which would be Indiana 58.
Right.
If you're trying to go northbound, either take Highway 57 to the west or 231 over to Lagodi.
Right.
Is there anything else you want people to know at this hour, Sheriff?
Well, at that point, that's about all I know. I have called enough people to know what has happened. I've been at both scenes. I just might as well say it this way, that both scenes are a mess. And like I say, we have the city police out here helping us, and fire, and and it's all under control right now, but it's going to be tied up for a while.
Okay, and again, we do not know the condition of the construction worker where the first accident occurred at 4:02 at this point. Is that a fair statement?
No, we don't. We've had no confirmation of anything with him yet.
Okay, and then a few more taken on the second accident, which happened later, and you think as many as six vehicles were tore up in that wreck.
Yes.
But again, at least how many taken to the hospital, you think, so far, Sheriff?
I don't know for sure. I seen two myself get loaded up, and I know before I got here I seen ambulances going in and some of my cars escorting them, so I knew when I see that that they need help get them in there quickly as they can.
By the way, is the ambulances already back at the hospital, or do people driving between here and there need to be on the lookout for more ambulances?
They need to be on the lookout for them because they're going back and forth. I just seen another one go south with lights on, so I'm sure they have a patient. And they have been coming back and forth, and of course we can get back and forth because of the overhang on the right side. We can still get to the scene, but we've got probably a mile of back up here.
Wow, what a mess. Okay, Sheriff Jerry Harbstreit, thanks again for taking time to give our listeners an update, and we'll keep passing along the information to avoid I-69 between Washington and North Davies. At least northbound, that road is closed till further notice.
Right, it is closed, and we want everybody to be safe, so we're going to have probably a long wait here, and you got to be aware of things like this.
All right, Sheriff, thanks again for your time. Be safe up there, and thanks to all the emergency rescue people for what they're doing right now.
Yep, we got to appreciate them all.
Absolutely. All right, thanks again, Jerry.
Okay, thanks a bunch.
Jerry Harbstreit, Sheriff of Davies County. If you tuned in late to that live interview, this is what we know at this hour. Just after 4 o'clock, Davies County Sheriff's Department received a 911 call from a construction worker reporting that a vehicle had struck another construction worker. We know that that person was taken by helicopter to Davies Community Hospital. We expect that person to be airlifted to another hospital. If that person has not already left, they soon will be. Meantime, about 47 minutes later at 4:49, due to the congestion to the backup of this accident being investigated, apparently there was a pileup where some vehicles started hitting each other less than 2 miles from the wreck scene. As the sheriff just noted, at least six vehicles were tore up in that particular second accident, and several people have been taken to Davies Community Hospital. So again, if you're in Washington or anywhere between Washington and mile marker 67 on I-69, especially heading into Washington, keep a close eye on your rear view mirror for an ambulance or two as they're making trips back and forth. Get out of the emergency workers' way, as lives are on the line at this hour, as our hospital staff and emergency staff deals with this very serious accident. If you're on Interstate 69 or thinking you can get through, you won't. It's going to be closed for several hours between US 50 and Washington, northbound to Indiana 58, right at North Davies High School. Southbound lane, as the sheriff indicated, is starting to reopen, but it may still be best to take a different route as they continue to work the accident scene. We'll keep you posted as more information becomes available with this special live news update on both the General 95.9 and 1580, your home for four-star country music as well as classic hits. Memories 107.9 WAMW FM. I'm Dave Crooks. Back to regular programming.
T-Bone says, rain or shine.